Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Can you tell me how these things happen?
That voice.
Have I trusted in love too much?
That unmistakable voice.
When did the magic vanish? Have I somehow lost my touch?
It's a voice famously described as one octave below laryngitis.
Could I love you? Could he love me?
It's a long, long while.
The voice belongs to Lotta Lenya, or Lenya, as she was called by just about everyone. She married Kurt Weill first in 1926, then again in the 30s, and sang his songs throughout her career. And as a major new series opens, exploring the musical theater works of Kurt Weill, one cannot forget that voice.
Und das Schiff mit 8 Segeln und mit 50 Kanonen wird beflaggen den Mast.
Lotta Lenya was the embodiment of the Weill sound. And the Weill-Lenya partnership was one of those rare cases in which a composer really did have an embodiment such as that, which makes taking on the Weill repertoire a bit daunting, even for the likes of Teresa Stratus.
In 1979, the first day of rehearsals of the Metropolitan Opera of Mahagoni, John Dexter, the director, said to me, "Teresa, if you look out into the dark audience, and look right down the center, you'll see a shock of red hair, and that's Kurt Weill's widow, Lotta Lenya." And I thought I'd go through the stage of the opera house. After I was introduced to her, I'd run out there and I'd say, "Oh, Madam Lenya, could you please tell me, is there anything I can do that you would prefer? Please tell me." And she'd sort of pat my hand and she said, "No, nothing, dear. Just do what you're doing." But all the way through the rehearsals, I thought, "Oh my goodness, I'm so hopeless. She won't tell me a thing. She's not wasting her time." And then after that, she gave me all the music that was unpublished. And that became the recording of the unknown Kurt Weill. So I guess she liked me.
Stratus's enormously successful unknown Kurt Weill recording was released in the early 80s. And the performances are, of course, very much in her own style.
There's no way to imitate Lenya. To be a copy of anything never has interested me. I believe that's outside of whatever admiration she might have had for my way of singing her husband's music. She didn't have the fear that I was going to try to imitate anyone else.
So strong and indelible as the Lenya Weill recordings are, there have been strong artists like Stratus. There have been the famous recordings of Mac the Knife by Louis Armstrong and Bobby Darin. And there's been a steady stream of others searching for new ways to bring Weill's songs up to date.
I'm not a purist. I happen to love all interpretations of Kurt Weill's music. For instance, I really love the Doors version of Alabama Song.
Well, show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
The Doors recording of Weill and Brecht's famous song from Mahagoni appeared in the late 60s.
Oh, don't ask why.
Oh, don't ask why.
Opening the way for recordings by Marianne Faithfull.
For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die.
I tell you we must die.
David Johansen.
I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you. I tell you, we must die.
Dave Van Ronk.
We now must say goodbye.
We Ralph Choquette and Richard Butler.
Wonderful, just wonderful. Yeah. They're all great interpretations. So, you know, and then there's, of course, always coming back home to Lenya. So.
Und der Haifisch, der hat Zähne, und die trägt im Gesicht.
Lotta Lenya died in 1981 at age 83. Teresa Stratus spent many days with her just at the end of her life.
She was very generous, whatever she said about me, that I'm the only one and that she passes the crown to me and carry on the torch and all those things. But the fact of the matter is that there's only one Lenya, and that's the royalty is Lenya, as Callas was, as Piaf was, and as these very original people were. It's absolutely direct. They don't try to endear themselves in any way. I think that directness and that honesty is a very important lesson for all young singers.
Teresa Stratus' recording, The Unknown Court Viol, now a Nonesuch CD, is still available. And Hal Wilner's eclectic collection, September Songs, is on the Sony Classical label.
These precious days.
When listening to Viol, rejoice in the variations. And, by all means, go back to the original. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.